Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jeffrey, Dr. Koopa Ferrara. Joining me today is Corey, Dr. Jalbert Jalbert.
Hey.
And also joining us is Andrew Tyke Spacco Vanas.
I don't have a PhD.
No, he does not. Today, we'll be taking you on your first magical journey. See what I did there? It's the name of our podcast. This is Magical Journey, a League of Legends podcast brought to you by the Ocean State Gamers. And, you know, it's a new podcast that we're going to start because we love League of Legends and we love talking about League of Legends. So we figured, why not record us talking about League of Legends? It's a good time. I enjoy it. I know they enjoy it. So, yeah. We're just going to kind of shoot the shit, talk League, whatever comes up, and, you know, have some fun. So, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Doing pretty awesome.
Yeah? Doing awesome?
Yeah, it's great new year. It's going to be a great new season.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the new season. LCS starts on the 10th, today being the 2nd. I'm really pumped for that. It's been a long lull since the end of the Worlds, and I spent a lot of my time watching Professional League, so I can't wait for that to start back up.
I mean, so considering the rosters aren't final and the season hasn't even started, it seems like now is a perfect time to place your bet. Who's going to win this year?
Cloud9, baby, all the way. I've been a Cloud9
supporter.
Oh, hell yeah. I've been a supporter of Cloud9 since they were Quantic. Made it into LCS, stomped everyone's face. I supported them last year when they were trash. And I rode the hype train all the way to Worlds. I was on the floor, crying, screaming, smiling, blood and tears everywhere for Cloud9. And with Rush as their new jungler, I feel like no one can stop them. They're going to have amazing synergy.
So you think it was just high-end jungle holding them back?
No, high-end jungle is what brought them back from the brink of being relegated. Because when Meteos was in the jungle and High wasn't on the team, they didn't have the shot caller they needed. So High is their shot caller, you know? He's the one who carries that team. Like, they're all good players, like, skill wise they can all, like, handle themselves, but High was always what brought them together as a team to be better than everyone else. So moving him into the support role, so we won't have Lemon playing Karma anymore, and putting Rush, who's one of the best junglers in NA, possibly the world, in that slot, definitely makes it feel like they're going to be a heavy contender. And I think they could really stomp once they get their footing.
I thought Bunny Fufu was their support.
He's a substitute support.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're going to be switching out. I think their plan is for High to kind of like train him and see if he can be the shot caller. But they're going to play it by ear and see how it goes. But yeah, I'm pumped for Cloud9. What about you, Corey?
I mean, for NA, at least, I'm going to have to put my money on TSM because they now have Yellowstar, who is my favorite player. And they already had Bjergsen, who was my second favorite player. And as much as I'm not the biggest fan of Double Lift, he's pretty good. So I think it's going to be TSM or, you know, either the TSM or the new team, Immortals, I would say.
Oof, Immortals. The Immortals is looking pretty stacked. I know they have Huni and Rainover. They have Wild Turtle and Adrian. Like, those four are so good. Who's their mid laner?
Pobelter.
Pobes, yeah. So they got Pobe, too. Yeah, that team's really strong. It's just got to come down to how well they work together as a team. What about you, Andrew? Who do you think's going to take the top slot by the end of Spring's Blade?
I've always been a Liquid supporter.
I'm going to be completely honest. I forgot that Liquid existed.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but I forgot about Liquid for a second.
How could you?
Because they haven't changed their
I like
roster.
Liquid. Liquid is probably my favorite team in MLS Immortals. Huni is my favorite player, as you know. And so, Immortals is probably one of the teams I'm going to be keeping my eye on. simply because Huni is on it.
Huni.
Yeah, dude. Holo, holo. But yeah, I'm gonna keep my hopes up for Liquid.
Now, what do you guys?
How do you think? How do you think CLG is gonna do?
That kind of led into what I was gonna ask. What team do you think is gonna be a dud? And I think CLG is gonna be a dud this year, personally. With the loss of Double Lift, who is clearly always their star player, and could put them on their backs and just carry. And what seems to be like lacking teamwork, I just don't feel they'll be able to keep up with all these new powerhouses that are showing up, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at the same time, maybe there was no teamwork because Double Lift was there.
That's a valid point.
I've heard interviews and read articles about how, like, towards the end he was starting to be better. Like, originally he was a total dick who didn't want to, like, work as a team and just wanted to do everything by himself. But, like, recently he's been really focused on trying to be a better team player. But he was also clearly their strongest player, so I don't know. I just don't think... Their best player now is probably Aphromoo, but as a support, you can still only do so much. You need someone in one of the stronger roles to be able to carry, unless you're High. Because High can carry from any role. But, yeah, I just don't see CLG being that good. Is Zion Spartan, or I think he's going by Darshan now. Is Darshan still their top laner for this season?
Yeah.
Yes.
So is, what's his face? Double If is their only change, right?
Yeah, no, Paul Belter right now.
Or was their mid, right? He's not obviously there.
Yeah, anymore. But yeah. It was at the beginning, wasn't it at the beginning of Summer Split, they announced that it was going to be Paul Belter and Huhi, but okay. Huhi never played.
So is Huhi their starting mid now?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
All right, well.
And according to this, they don't have an ADC.
They don't have what?
They haven't announced an ADC.
I thought it was Stixxay.
Well, it's not on this page, so.
Last I checked, I know he played at IEM for them, and I've seen him streaming with Aphromoo, so I think it's a safe bet that it's going to be him right now. But, yeah, regardless, I think they have a lot to work out as a team right now, even after winning the Summer Split. But I don't think they're going to be able to pull it off against all these other much, much stronger teams, so... We'll see what happens. What do you guys think is, like, not on the radar for this season?
Who's going to do terrible?
Which team?
Renegades, probably.
You don't think Renegades is going to do good?
I don't know. Maybe.
I think they have...
So if I'm trying to come up with the worst team. Is that what you're asking me?
Who do you think is going to, like, disappoint and, like, not do well?
And has Gravity ever done good?
Yeah, I mean, they're up and down. They've used to. There was one point where they were, like, the number one team in the split, but...
Yeah, that was for a big period of summer.
Yeah, but I that was another team that I kind of forgot about. I feel Gravity probably will fall to the wayside. They lost Bunny, who's still really a good support, and they don't have very many star players on their team. They just played very well as a team, you know?
Monster is on TSM now.
Is he? Is that who their top laner officially is? So yeah, they're looks like they're starting to lack. So yeah, I can definitely see Gravity not doing so well. Hang on.
I don't think Impulse is going to do well.
Yeah, Corey, you were talking to me earlier. Right now they only have Gate listed as their only player. And rosters are due at the end of the day, you were saying, so...
I mean, that's what I heard. I'm not entirely certain.
I wonder where they're going to pull that out from, if at all. That's four slots that they have to fill in
Zhao was suspended until February, so...
Yeah. So he can't be their mid laner.
Probably come back.
Adrian left. Rush left. Who's their top laner?
Impact.
Is he still around?
Pretty sure he's on Fnatic now, right?
Is he? I don't remember hearing much about that.
Think so. Not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. That team, I don't think, will be able to. If they don't have, like, people organized right now playing, they won't have a chance for the start of the season, at least. So, how do you guys feel about Europe? What's going on over there? Anything cool? Anything lame?
I mean,
like, a butt ton of new teams.
They lost Fnatic, basically, because all of Fnatic is now in NA.
Yeah, it's just Forbidden and Reckless now, right?
It wasn't Impact, it was Gamsu, I was thinking of.
Oh, Gamsu's on Fnatic now? So, yeah, how do you think Fnatic will fare after being, like, the clear dominant team for the last two splits? Now they have a whole new roster. Like, last year it was a whole new roster and they came in and stomped. Do you think they'll be able to do it again? Do you think Forbidden and Reckless have the ability to do that?
I feel like Yellow Star has always been their backbone, though.
Yeah.
Like, I really like Reckless and Fevivin, but without Yellow Star, I'm worried.
Yeah, I definitely see that being a problem. He seemed to be, like, the guy who... He's kind of like the high of EU, where, like, he can take a team and organize them. Like, they all clearly were under his banner and following his lead. So, even more of a reason why TSM's probably going to be a huge threat this year. But yeah, we'll have to keep an eye on them and see if they can prove themselves again and stand the test of time as Fnatic.
Yeah, and if Fnatic doesn't end up doing well, then it's probably just going to be Origin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Origin definitely, now that Fnatic has potentially been put to shambles, they should easily be able to step up and take the first place spot. Anyone know what team Froggen's on? I haven't heard anything about Elements. Is that even still a team?
Yeah, it's still a team.
It's still a team, but only NIF is still confirmed.
Huh, so that's another one where who knows what's going to happen in 9 days when the season starts, 8 days.
Yeah.
Interesting. The EU team I'm most excited for isn't an LCS team. It's a challenger team. And that's Na'Vi. And I'm really excited that Na'Vi's coming back to League of Legends. I don't watch a lot of Dota. Our friend Andrew, he's a big Dota player, and he loves Na'Vi. So he got me interested in their team as Dota players when they won the championship the first year. So I'm really excited for them to finally have a League team again. And I think easily they'll be in by the summer split and could be a force to be reckoned with. They have... the only player I remember, I think their top laner is JWoww. And I think other than that, they're relatively newer players. But still, I'm really excited for that. That's just an organization that I like. So, I'm pretty pumped.
How do you think that new team Vitality is going to do? They seem to have a pretty stacked roster.
What's their roster?
They have Cabochard top, Shook jungle, Nuke Duck mid, Hjarnen, and Kasing bot lane.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I didn't know that roster. That sounds like they could easily be contenders as long as, again, they work well as a team.
Yeah, they were the team that took Gambit's spot.
Oh, yeah, they bought out Gambit's spot, right? That's pretty exciting. It's a good group of guys. I feel like they could do well. I don't know. Are there any really, really big threats? Like Giants, they've always been sturdy, but nothing.
They were okay. They were good at the beginning of the season, last split, but like.
Yeah. They've never been like a huge threat.
What about Rocket? How's Rocket doing?
Rocket's just like another like middle of the pack. Team not doing too much.
Unicorns of Love will probably do well.
Yeah, they have Diamond Prox as their jungler now, which is really exciting. He's always been one of my favorite junglers.
That's good.
He's like an innovator, so I'm really excited to see him play on UOL. I think they could be really good this split too if they've been practicing hard up in the off season with him.
Yeah.
So who do you think is going to take the whole thing? Do you think it's going to be Origin for the spring split?
Yeah,
that would be my bet.
Yeah, I think that's pretty undisputed. They're really on point at Worlds. They haven't... Oh, no. Yeah, they have Power of Evil now, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so he's good. He's definitely a good replacement for Peke. Peke has always been a good player, but he has a tendency to be passive and seem to have a small champion pool, so I think adding Power of Evil definitely improve them, which is scary to improve an already really strong team.
How about the, like, confirmed duds for EU?
There's a lot of, like, up-in-the-air rosters in the EU. My guess would be, like, one of those would have really bad teamwork.
Yeah.
Like Rocket or Elements or... One of the teams can get thrown together way too late.
Yeah.
BMS or Spring Split.
That's usually how it goes. This team waits till last minute to finalize a roster, and they just don't have the practice under their belt in order to compete with everyone else. So are we going to do fantasy again this year?
Absolutely.
Yeah? You down, Corey?
Yeah, sure.
Do you think Leon will be interested?
I don't see why he wouldn't.
Sweet. So if we can either do a 4-man group or maybe 6. We can get Derek and Allison in on it again. Maybe find someone else, our friend Colin that we work with, maybe. So yeah, that'd be sweet. And we can keep this podcast updated on our awesome fantasy league. I'm not going to first pick an underdog this year like I have for the last 3 splits.
No, but what if this year is the year you pick right?
It probably won't because it hasn't been so far. I know I first picked Incarnation in the spring and was like, this is going to be the greatest choice. It wasn't the greatest choice. I first picked Crud. Who else have I first picked? That was just like a risky, dumb pick.
Split and Spring Split?
Oh, I think last split I first picked Froggen and he had his worst split ever. So I'm just going to bite the bullet and first pick Double Lift because, you know, I know he's going to get all the points. Maybe Reckless or something. Anyways, I'm really excited.
I'm pretty sure I first picked Reckless.
You first picked Reckless?
Yeah. And who?
Do you know when the fantasy season starts?
No. Probably soon, considering blood starts in like a week.
Yeah. You should probably look into it. It's usually like 2 days before. If I remember correctly, it was the Monday before the Thursday last year. So that's next Monday? Yeah. Or this upcoming Monday? I don't know. But yeah, I'm pretty pumped for it. I can't wait. Should be good. How do you feel about the format switch for next summer, where it's going to be best of twos?
I don't know how to feel about it.
Or is it best of threes? I think it's best of threes because I don't think they want to do ties. Or maybe America's 3 and EU is 2s. Have you heard about this, Corey?
No, I have not.
So they're changing the format in the summer where every match is a best of 3. I'm pretty sure it's best of 3 for NA and best of 2 for EU. And they're testing out like how they work in the LCF format. But the problem
is... Every match will be like this?
Every match, yeah. And the problem is... They're going to have 2 simultaneous streams. So, it's going to be way more difficult to watch all the games.
Yeah.
Because they want to get it done within a certain time frame, so they have to have 2 games going at once. Usually there's, a game each week that I'm just kind of meh, whatever about. So maybe that will... It's exciting because I get to see, my favorite teams play more.
But yeah, teams where you don't care one of the streams are, those weeks will be good. But then weeks where you like both streams a lot, like favorite team 1 and your second favorite team are playing at the same time, those will be rough. So watch them later on YouTube or something.
Yeah, it's just going to be harder to keep up with everything because there's going to be twice as many games. So, but it should be more exciting for a competitive standpoint just because the best of 1 format, one small fluke can completely change the impact of a game, and it's frustrating for teams because that one thing and then they lose their chance. So it's pretty exciting from that perspective. I'm excited to see how it ends up turning out.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty good idea.
Yeah, we have to go through one more split as with the best of ones though, so that's pretty far away. Cool.
So, yeah, I'm excited for LCS.
So besides the professional scene, what are you excited for in Season 6? Like, for yourself?
I'm excited that more marksmen are viable. And it's not going to be just Sivir, because no one's picking Sivir right now.
I still pick Sivir.
Do you still pick Sivir?
I do.
Yeah, I'm excited for the variety of AD carries and also the variety of supports, because the
Bard in every role.
Bard in every role. Now, the new support items, they've changed it so that the Frost Queen claim is, like, really good now. So, like, AP supports are viable. Tank supports have always been viable, so they're not going to go anywhere. And, like, even, like, Sona and Soraka are good right now, who are champions. Like, the heal champions have never been really strong. So, like, you can basically play anyone right now in Season 6 and, like, do well. I know I've been playing a lot of Zyra, who we haven't seen since Season 3.
Except for Yorick.
Yorick's not a support.
I know, but you said anyone.
Shut up. So, yeah, those are the two things I'm pretty pumped for Season 6. What about yourself?
I'm excited about the new draft format, the new, like, ranked format.
Yeah.
So, like big changes coming in, right? Like, no longer solo duo. You can join with any number of people.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You can choose what lane you want to be in. So, like, it's going to make it so you just might as well go ranked every time, right?
Yeah, there's no reason not to. Like, you can just pick your role. It's going to make it feel more of a competitive game where everyone's excited to, like, be in and playing their roles and, like, ready to do their best, as opposed to, like, losing in champ select because your team's raiding each other because, like, three people wanted one role and then the fourth person insta-locks it.
Gonna decrease the amount of trolls, probably.
I wouldn't say trolls. It won't decrease
trolls. I don't know that there's no way to actually stop the trolls.
Salty people. Yeah, that's why I say decrease and not eliminate.
It'll decrease the number of, like, conflict between players. Trolls are people who are just going to go out and, like, screw with you no matter what. But, yeah.
They're going to lock in support or fill, and then they're going to play, like,
Yorick.
What? Like, yeah, support Yorick.
Just like you.
I've never played support Yorick.
The hidden support Yorick is the dead.
So, yeah, I'm pretty pumped for Season 6. I think it's going to easily be the best one so far, as previous seasons have always been better than their predecessors, right? Predecessors is something that comes before. Or is that after?
Predecessors.
All right. Well, I sound like a moron. All right, moving on.
Nothing. Don't use big words.
So, have you guys been keeping up with all the stuff with this new champion that's being teased as of
I have. Probably too much. It's becoming an obsession.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. So, what are your takes on what this champion is going to be?
It's really hard to say, because, like, I'm not very good at connecting the dots, and I don't know if I believe all of the connections people have made with, like, the five senses, like, hear no evil, see no evil, feel no evil.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, it's like, three letters, four letters, five letters, six letters.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that one. I was telling Jeff about that.
You were telling me, and then it was hokey pokey.
There's lots of theories right now. I wouldn't say I have my own, but I think the biggest one that I think is probably not real. So everyone's saying that, like, top is filled, jungle is filled, support is filled, and mid is filled by, like, the four champions they have teasers for, right? Like Zed, Sona, Garen, and Vi. So everyone's saying it's going to be an AD carry. I mean, I might be completely wrong in this, but isn't, like, Kindred, wasn't she an AD carry, or would they only release her as jungle and people just use her as AD carry?
I'm pretty sure they were thinking she was specifically going to be a jungler. They don't want you to go in the AD carry role there. I know they nerfed a specific aspect of her, so they would take her out of the AD carry role even more recently. I think it had to do with, like, her sustain in lane or something. So
maybe it will actually be another AD carry.
It makes sense for it to be an AD carry.
Especially because, like, at the beginning of every single teaser, you hear a gunshot.
Yeah.
Maybe carries these
guns. Yeah, you hear a gunshot. I mean, then there's also the name Deadeye incorporated with anything, which sounds like someone who uses guns or something.
Yeah, or like a ranged weapon.
I read one thing then about how someone thinks it's going to be like an actual sniper, like more so than Caitlyn. Which, how like would you feel about a champion with more range than Caitlyn? I feel like that would be absolutely broken.
I mean, it all depends, right? If they like somehow put themselves in danger while using this range, if it's literally just they have more base AA range and longer skills and high damage, long range assassination things, I feel like that would be hard to balance unless they like move at half speed at all times or something.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely something that would be really tricky to balance. I'm wondering if like maybe their ability range is like exceptionally long as opposed to. Because if they just have an auto attack range, that's really long. Unless they have really low values, it's like not.
Yeah, so you're thinking like an attack damage caster, kind of like a Xerath of 80 carries. So yeah. Like maybe with short auto attack range.
I think that could be pretty cool. Long. And if that's the case, it'd possibly be an 80 carry more so focused for the mid lane than the bot lane, kind of like Varus turned into recently. People have been playing him way more in the mid lane as like a poke champion. So I think that could be something cool if he was like a sniper type person.
Yeah, but then there's the word and name Jhin running around, right?
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like that's almost the exact opposite of someone with a gun.
Yeah, you think of like a mage or like a magic user of some kind.
Yeah, like everyone was saying that that like Jhin is like specifically a reference to the word Jhin spelled DJINN from like Arab mythology or something, and how it was like a genie.
Yeah, well, there's several different Jhin like spelt that way, and there's like the genie one. There's also they're just like magical creatures that live like on another dimension that can control you. Or like everyone has a Jhin spirit or something. There's like the genie in a like lamp type of interpretation we've kind of stolen from them, but there's like multiple cultures with Jhin. So I don't know. I think of like AP when I hear the word Jhin.
Yeah, I agree, because you definitely think of that like genie mage type person. So it's all up in the air, honestly. And Riot's just having fun laughing at us trying to figure it out. Did you see the thing where someone, because they've been doing the teasers with the four champions, Vi, Garen, Zed, and
yep.
Sona. Have you seen the thing where someone overlaid the images?
Yes.
So, and we're like, oh, you might be able to see a bow. And it's like, yeah.
I didn't see that.
I mean, you're going to see what you think you want to see. And, like, I saw one where it's, like, someone did that, and then they inverted it, and then they, like, zoomed in, and then they mirrored it, and then they, like, zoomed in times 100, and they just put a picture of the singed splash art, the old Sin splash art, and it's like, guys, it's singed all along. It's just, like,
yeah.
It's, like, making fun of, like, in TV shows, detective shows, where it's, like, take this shot on this camera, enhance! And it's, like, the picture quality is, like, amazing. It's, like, you're... This doesn't make sense. You're just making what you want to see. So,
yeah, like I was watching a movie once. I don't remember what movie it was, but like he was trying to it was some investigation, and he was trying to identify someone and that took a picture. And so it was like the way that he found it was he enhanced a photo taken of like some people, and behind them was like a mailbox, and then so he enhanced the reflection of the mailbox to like see the face of the guy taking the photo.
Yeah, that's not a thing. That's not how.
I was like, this doesn't make sense.
So, I also heard, I've read around saying that he may be another Darkin, which is what Aatrox is, like a little demon type guy. Yeah, in their lore, I think that could be really cool. I love Aatrox as like a champion and like. The Darkins,
yeah.
I think, like, in the lore, there's, like, five of them, and they're, like, these mystical beings that come out for, like, specific events or whatever. So that could be really cool if they have another one of those in the game.
Yeah, an ADK with the Zhonya's, Zhonya's a Guardian Angel, that'd be awesome.
Right? That'd be filthy. So, oh, hold on. I'm on the League Reddit right now. Team Impulse reworks roster around Gate, Mashmi, Proxen, and three rookies. So there you
Interesting.
Go.
Interesting.
Throwback to where we were talking about earlier. Do they have the full listing of the rookies? Nope. So yeah, Mashmi, Gate, and I don't know who that other guy is. Proxen. So yeah, Impulse probably won't do very well. I'm gonna stick to
yeah. That's what I would say.
Yeah. So new champion. We're thinking AD carry, possibly like a Meiji mid laner.
Yeah.
We won't know until we actually see something, which should be in the next couple days, theoretically.
Yeah, because every teaser has been spaced out exactly 2 days apart.
So, what, tomorrow we would?
Probably, hopefully.
Get an announcement.
Yeah. Maybe like a more in-depth teaser about the champion itself, or maybe just a full-blown reveal.
Yeah, either one would be cool. I'm really excited. I really hope it's an AD carry. The last full-blown AD carry we've got was Kalista, and that was last November. So it's been over a year since we got a new AD carry.
Unless you count Kindred, but
I don't count
like
Kindred.
We said. Unless you count Bard.
I don't count Bard.
But that's the one thing, stipulation for me, is whether or not Kindred's counted officially as a marksman or not.
She's classified as a marksman, but she's definitely not meant to be played in the bottom lane, so I don't know. And, like, even if, like, the amount of times they released, like, jungler, something else jungler, or top laner, something top laner, you know, there's no reason it can't be another marksman, especially because Kindred isn't really played in the bot lane. And especially after all the recent marksman changes, it would make sense for them to release a new marksman that really fits with the new items and stuff.
It looks like marksman isn't really their indication of AD carry, because like Teemo's in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Urgot's in it. I guess Urgot sometimes can actually be an AD carry, but
I think marksman is just someone who does long range damage with auto attacks.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm pretty excited regardless. Probably by the next time we record an episode, we'll definitely know more. So that's exciting. We can talk about it more then, what we think about what we've seen. So one thing I want to try to do every episode is a little segment that I'm going to call theory crafting. And I know I talked to you a little bit about this, Andrew, so I want to get Corey's take on it. So what I'm going to do is take a champion, put them in a role that they probably don't belong in, explain to you why I think it can work. And then,
all right.
And then I'm going to try him out before next episode, and we'll report back on how he actually did. So, first segment of Theory Craft. All right, Corey, what do you think about Twisted Fate support?
Twisted Fate support?
Twisted Fate support.
I mean, so, let's see. The objective of support is what? Get your AD carry kills, protect your AD carry from assassinations, and basically generally the entire team trying to dive them. And so as Twisted Fate, all you really have for that is your yellow card, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have plenty of damage, so you'll certainly be like a kill lane. You could toss yellow cards and then throw the rest of your cards. You can gank your own lane for your AD carry when you like after a roam or when you're roaming. Like, you'll be useful, but in terms of actually keeping your AD carry safe, I'm pretty sure by the time you choose a yellow card, your AD carry would have been deleted by a LeBlanc or a Rengar or anything like that.
All right, so here's my...
I would say not very good, but if you rush AP items and stuff, you could have an impact on the game, but your AD carry will have to be protected by other people.
Okay, so here's my thought process on why I think Twisted Fate support would be good. Number one, Frost Queen's Claim right now, you can get super quickly, and it's super helpful. So you can use that and chase people down with your gold card, get stuns. You can poke out with your Q. You wouldn't level up your E at all because there's really not too much point in it. Just dump points into Q for the poke and then use your W. So you can use gold cards to stun, or you can use blue cards to get mana back to continue to poke. So he's self-sufficient with mana. And he has that point and click stun, which is good. And then with your ult, you can roam gank other lanes. Like, you can roam gank mid lane whenever. Or if your team needs vision on something, you can just pop your ult and give them vision of the whole team. I see what you're saying about, like, not being able to stop a Rengar or LeBlanc from deleting someone. But, like, could a Soraka... Well, I guess Soraka could Leona and all these other champions, like, you need to still have the quick reaction time to get those stuns off, you know? Braum.
Yeah, you need the reaction time regardless. The problem that he is limited by is actually waiting for the card to become yellow, right? Yellow is always the third card nowadays. It's not random anymore, so yeah. It's always... You have to wait whatever that second and a half it takes to become yellow.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's definitely... It has its limitations, but I think you could probably snowball mid lane very hard and still... Or bot lane hard enough to the point where you can carry. Also, I think after Frost Queen's Claim, a great buy would be Rylai's Crystal Scepter, so your Qs and even your blue cards will have slows on them. So I think that's definitely...
Rylai's.
Yeah.
I mean...
And it gives them a little bit of...
It gives your blue card slows, but you can just throw a gold, right?
Yeah, but you don't... Like, if you're chasing someone and you're in range, but if, like, you wait for the gold card, they'll be out of range, you can lock in the blue and get that. Or it allows your Qs to slow so you can get in range for the gold. That's kind of my thought process on that. And it makes you a little bit tanky, too. Gives you a little bit of extra health for staying alive.
Yeah, so I guess you're doing it in terms of you want to have more kill potential.
Yeah, it's more of a setup kills support, kind of like Leona is, rather than like full on protecting someone.
I mean, but Leona, like, Leona can save her AD carry. She has to go in on the person attacking them, but like, she has a stun and an ult AoE stun slow. Like, she can peel from far away with her ult off of her AD carry.
Fair.
He also has engage, which TF has with his ult, I guess, but I don't know if you'd want to ult in to engage as a...
So, I don't know. I think it could be viable. We're going to try it. You don't have a choice. What do you think, Andrew? Okay. Do you think it's something that could work?
I feel like you said, it could go either way, really. I think it also depends on how your opponents react to it, because if they're just like, oh, that's a Twisted Fate. Because, like, you're going to be pretty squishy as well.
True.
Very true. Like, if I think against, like, Rengar specifically, like, if Rengar ults and tries to assassinate your AD carry, you can just Frost Queens him and get vision.
Yeah, I think the Frost Queens is what pushes him to viability. Like, before that item, I think it wouldn't have worked. But his ability to use that to catch up to get his gold card off on someone makes him very strong. Plus the damage baked into his kit helps. To, like, it's kind of like a Karma. Like, Karma's got the one stun. She's got a shield, which is good. But, like, really, she's there to poke out with her Q. So I feel like it's viable. And we're going to test it and see what I think. So that's the theory craft for this week. And next week we'll report on how Twisted Fate support actually works.
Fate support, partner to carry.
Twisted Fate AD carry is actually a thing. I don't need to theorycraft that. That's proven.
No, I said Twisted Fate support with the Bard AD carry.
Oh, no, that's not happening. All right. Well, is there anything else you guys wanted to talk about?
No.
No, I think that about wraps up for everything going on really, right now.
If we really wanted to, we could go on more about Jin theories, but do we really want to is the question.
No, because it's just basically chasing a ghost. There's no point.
We're gonna find out the answers in a few days anyway.
Yeah, we're better off just waiting instead of spending so much time speculating. So then I guess that's going to wrap us up for our first episode. I had a blast, and I'm looking forward to doing this probably weekly. I'd say Saturday mornings is a good time for us. So how do you guys feel about that, a weekly podcast?
Yeah, that's good.
Fine with me.
Cool. We'll probably get other people on, like Tyler, maybe Colin, some of our other buddies that play. Maybe we can get our resident unranked Nick Vanacco up in here, get his opinions, because I think that could be pretty fun.
Yep.
So yeah, we'll cycle some people out, but it's been a pleasure. Are you guys on Twitter or anything? Any places you want people to go to see what you're doing?
I have a Twitter, but why would you go there?
You're at Taiki Spaco, right?
Yeah, I guess, but don't go there. I don't
go there. You can check us out on YouTube. We're Ocean State Gamers. We post things very sporadically and far apart.
Frequently.
If people start going, we'll start doing more. So
check us out, Ocean State Gamers on YouTube. We got some old videos that are I still think are really funny. Yeah, Cord, you got a Twitter or anything?
No, I don't need to sell myself. It's not yet.
Okay.
Maybe once we're famous.
I also don't have a Twitter. So yeah, this has been episode one of the Magical Journey, a League of Legends podcast. So thanks for taking my journey. Corey knows, always take the Jeff's journey. They're best bard player.
Click the link.
All right, so that's about it. We'll see you next week, guys.
Have a good one.
Gonna go play some TF support.